has been disconnected.
My name's Charlie Loftus and I'm president of the Bendigo Motel Association.
I'm curious, you guys have come up with something fairly high tech.
The amount of people that are actually coming in with their smartphone in their hand who has actually located us on Google Maps on their phone, this is what initially sparked my interest in the idea of an app. You know, a number of people that were just using their phones to locate us through the GPS system on their phone. And I thought, wow, having a handheld GPS like your phone is, it suddenly dawned on me that, yeah, this technology is something you've got to get your head around and try and understand, because it just makes life easy for you. In our industry, we're always aware of new forms of technology that people use to locate us. The internet has changed things so much over the last few years. We realise that you've got to be up to date with all forms of technology these days. And one of our members at a monthly meeting suggested that we should get a phone app. And from that suggestion, a few others come on board and thought it was a fantastic idea. A couple of the members who weren't across the technology are a little bit sceptical at first, but once we had a talk to them and actually showed them how it could work, they soon come on board with us. We kept coming up with ideas, and it was a range of input from some of our oldest members to some of our youngest members, and it helped us create an app which we feel could help everybody in Bendigo.
As far as the idea goes, how has the app evolved?
Oh, the app is, we like to think of it as a work in progress, and we're open to add new things to it all the time and tweak it and try and improve it.
The initial idea was quite simple in terms of almost just a glorified map, but it's become quite more than that.
Yes, it has. What started off basically as an idea to help people find us and to help the visitors to Bendigo find their way around town developed into an idea, well, if we're going to go to the trouble of making an app for the visitors to Bendigo, we thought, well, we may as well create an app that's useful to the residents of Bendigo and to try create an app that would be helpful to everybody that lives in Bendigo, young or old.
Just looking through it now, I can see that you've got medical information, you've got weather, you've got bus timetables, what's happening. That's quite a useful little thing.
Yeah, yes, it is. And this is where it comes back to input from all different ages in the association that suggested different things. And when we went down the path of actually trying to make something for the people of Bendigo, we just thought, well, we need all these sort of things. It's not just about creating something that's helpful for visitors to Bendigo.
Now, I'm suspecting that you probably wouldn't refer to yourself as a nerd or a bit of a high-tech gadget sort of guy, but I've been watching you get around the app really, really easily. So what is it that appeals to you so much about it?
Hardest thing to do is to convince people. Once you actually load the app and you have a play with it for a while, it is so easy to use. Yeah.
Now, I know you mentioned that it's a work in progress. So what are your hopes for the future?
Oh, look, we'd just like to expand the amount of businesses that list themselves on there. And, it's almost like having a phone book in your pocket for any sort of services that you need in Bendigo. I think any sort of regional city with anywhere in Australia could adapt the same sort of format, and they'd have a very helpful tool for their city that they live, or their main regional town that they live in.